I think what's most telling about what we're seeing now is the reaction of the Latino community to the shootings. You're seeing a very vocal and frustrated population, a very frustrated Latino community, and I think that frustration is symptomatic of a much deeper and generations-old problem. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue of representation on the city government. We've filed a lawsuit under the California Voting Rights Act alleging that the at-large method of voting in Anaheim dilutes the vote of the Latino community in Anaheim, meaning that the Latino community has no ability to elect the candidates of choice, their candidates of choice, under an at-large system. So what you have in Anaheim is a city that's 150 years old, and out of 127 city council members, only three have ever been Latino. And that's in a city where a third of the voting population is Latino. None of the current city council members are Latino, and a lot of this is attributable to the voting right to the at-large method of voting that Anaheim employs.
What is the status of that suit at this time?
Yeah, we filed our lawsuit in June, and currently we're awaiting the city's response. These suits often involve taking a hard look at election data going back a lot of years, 10, 20, 30 years. You want to look at how the different communities have voted, and so the city is hopefully taking a look at that data and figuring out how they'd like to respond. They're supposed to respond by the end of August.
I see. And your feeling is that if there was more representation of the Latino community, or if they had even the ability to get on the council, that maybe this could ease some of the tensions?
I think so. I think when you have a community that feels so disempowered and so disenfranchised, the frustration level just festers and grows until eventually something like this makes it bubble over. You know, for 20 years, the Latino community has been going to the city council trying to get them to change their method of voting. And for 20 years, they've been ignored. They go to their city council to get help with community resources, youth centers, libraries that are closed during the hours where people would want to go to libraries. And at the same time, in Anaheim Hills, which is a more affluent portion of town, which has a more non-Latino community, it's about 72% non-Latino, they have funding for all these things. They have libraries and youth centers at a clip of about twice as many per capita than the Latino part of town. So when you see this happening, and you see it happening for decades, and you're just being ignored by your city government, this kind of frustration just grows. There's no avenue. There's no place for them to go air their frustrations. They don't have voice. And in a more representative democracy, in a more localized city government, they would have a city council person from their neighborhood who understands their needs that they could go to with these problems, and it would go a long way toward healing these wounds, I think.
Mm-hmm. Aside from the issue of representation and the work you're doing in that area, what's your experience with the Latino community in terms of other issues that they might have brought to you, things like policing issues, police abuse, and that sort of thing?
A lot of what you see in Anaheim and the Latino community in Anaheim, you see deep divides that go back a long time. Anaheim is the first city in the country to permanently post an immigration agent in their city jails. Now, immigration and ethnicity aren't 100% intertwined, but certainly the Latino community sees how their city government and their city police view them. When they've always pushed for more authority to enforce immigration laws at the city level. At the city jail, we're not talking about violent offenders, yet this is what they see coming from their city police. And there have been allegations going back decades of racial profiling. We've heard stories of Anaheim police talking to each other over the walkie-talkie in German, so ostensibly so that people couldn't understand them that were listening on police radios. Who knows? But we hear these stories. And really, it's about the perception of the Latino community that these things might be happening. When you have a police force that you fear, and there's no doubt that the Latino community fears the police force now, that's getting away from what the police is supposed to be doing, which is protecting and serving the entire community. In cases like these, you know, a lot of times they resolve through the cooperation of the city themselves, and we're looking forward to an opportunity to work together with Anaheim and the city representatives in Anaheim to address this problem. Currently, Anaheim is the largest city in California that still runs at-large elections. And even the size of their city council is disproportionately small. In similarly sized cities in California, like Bakersfield, Riverside, Oakland, you see city councils of about six, anywhere between 6 to 8, and even, I think in one case, 9 city council members. And in Anaheim, you still have 4. And that just, that again, dilutes the ability of people to go and get representation from their local elected leaders.
Okay.
So we're hoping to work cooperatively to address all these issues.